إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه تبارك وتعالى قال: إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بين ذلك، فمن هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتبها الله عنده حسنة كاملة، وإن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله عنده 10 حسنات إلى 700 ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة، وإن هم بسيئة فلم يعملها كتبها الله عنده 10 حسنات كاملة، وإن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله 1 سيئة. وفي رواية لمسلم زيادة في آخر الحديث: أو محاها، يعني فعملها كتبها الله 1 سيئة أو محاها، ولا يهلك على الله إلا هالك. رواه البخاري ومسلم في صحيحيهما بهذه الحروف. أفعال الله في الدنيا والآخرة دائرة بين الفضل والعدل، فرحمته سبحانه بالمؤمنين فضل، وعذابه للعاصين عدل. وقد أخبرنا ربنا سبحانه وتعالى أن رحمته سبقت غضبه، وأن رحمته وسعت كل شيء، وأمرنا أن نسأله من فضله وعطائه الجزيل. وهذا الحديث أخوتي وأخواتي دليل واضح على رحمة الله الواسعة وفضله على الناس أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, on the authority of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, from what he has related to his Lord. So this is Hadith Qudsi. Verily Allah has written down the good deeds and the evil deeds. Then explain that. So the explanation, if you say, how did he write, etc., the explanation comes. Then explain that whosoever intended to perform a good deed but did not do it, then Allah writes it down with himself as a complete good deed. And if he intended to perform it and then did not perform it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes it down with himself as 10 good deeds, up to 700 times, up to many times multiplied. So if there is an intention to do a good deed which was not done, then this is a good deed written with Allah. And if it is done, then Allah will write it 10 good deeds to 700 to many, many multiples. I continue the hadith. And if he intended to perform an evil deed, but did not do it, then Allah writes it down with himself as a complete good deed. And if he intended it, that is the evil deed, and performed it, then Allah writes it down as one evil deed only. And in Muslim, writes it down as one evil deed then when it is done, or strikes it off. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes off the bad deed. And then it says in the hadith, none loses with Allah but the doomed. With all that. And this hadith is narrated by Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. The acts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and in the hereafter and wherever is between favor and justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he does, it goes between favor, that is, to the believers, and justice. So for example, his mercy upon the believers and his giving the Jannah to the believers is a favor. And his punishment to those who deserve punishment is justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that his mercy preceded his wrath and anger. So the mercy of Allah comes before his wrath. And that is, his mercy entails everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to ask from his favor an abundant bounty, infinite bestowal. This hadith, dear brothers and sisters, is a clear proof and witness to the great mercy and bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us all. So, to interpret the hadith, alhamdulillah, the hadith is clear, and it is, by the way, in the collection of the 40 Nawawis of Al-Imam al-Nawawi, and in other books also it is in Riyad al-Salihin. And I advise you, dear brothers and sisters, to really study, at least, if not Riyad al-Salihin, to study the 40 Nawawi hadith. I think there are about 42 hadiths in there that describe the major principles and the aspects of Islam in 40 or so, 42 hadith. And also I encourage you to teach them to your children and memorize them indeed. And this is number 37 in the book, in the order of An-Nawawi, rahimahullah. So if you can envisage, there are four categories. There are four categories in this hadith. The first one is the intention to do a good deed and not being able to do it. The other one is the intention with doing it. That is the good deed. And the third category is really the intention of doing a bad deed, an evil deed, and not being able to do it. And the third is the intention of doing the bad or evil deed and indeed doing it. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes all of that. Remember that in the Day of Judgment, one of the stations, if you like, between people and Jannah or the hellfire, wal-iyadu billah, is the balance where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the good deeds in one balance and the bad deeds in the other balance. And then with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the good deeds overweigh the bad deeds, then it is Jannah by the will of Allah with Iman, of course. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in more than one position in Al-Quran, you can see it in Al-An'am, in Naml and in Qasas, من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون ومن جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها وهم من فزع يومئذ آمنون ومن جاء بالسيئة فكبت وجوههم في النار هل تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون. إن النمل أن القصص من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون. In these three positions in Al-Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, whoever comes with a good deed, he is rewarded or she 10 times that good deed. And who comes with a bad deed, he will only come with one bad deed. So Allah multiply the good deeds, but the bad and evil deeds are kept to their numbers. Nevertheless, the hadith itself says that it is 10 if it is done with intention. So intending to do a good deed and indeed doing it entails at least 10 times that good deed. Written, عند الله, to really elevate the importance of good deeds, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala values that. But that is the minimum, dear brothers and sisters, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah Al-Baqarah, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Whoever spends their wealth in the path of Allah, fi sabilillah, it is the exemplitude of a grain giving 7 ears, in each 7 ear 100 grains. So 700 time, if you wish. But also that is not all. That can be multiplied even more. In the hadith of Ramadan, كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. This is hadith narrated by Abu Huraira in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. All the deeds of the son of Adam is multiplied by 10 apart from multiplied by 10 to 700 apart from fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting is for me and I will reward for it. Which means it is well beyond the 700 times. Also, so that is even beyond. So 10 times, 700 times and beyond. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا وَاللَّهُ يَقْبِضُ وَيَبْسُطُ. In also Surah Al-Baqarah. Whoever lends Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply. So it is, although it is the wealth of Allah, it is the what Allah gives you is for Allah. It is entrusted in you to see كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ, to see how you do with it. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that as a loan that he will give in return in abundance. So that is also a proof that the hasana can, doing one good deed entails 10 times, 700 times, or maybe many, many more multiples than that. Allah knows, as in fasting. Also in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the patient ones without account. بِغَيْرِ حِسَاب. It's just like someone says, you know, here is what I have, just take as much as you want. I'm not even looking. You say, oh, can I borrow, for example, if let us talk about grains again. Can I borrow a kilo? And you have, mashallah, in your shop, hundreds of kilos, tons maybe. He said, go to the store and take as much as you can. Alhamdulillah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. To Allah is the highest example. He is even more generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the generous. وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤتي من لدنه أجرا عظيما. Then dear brothers and sisters, here we talking about doing good deeds. And here is actually doing the good deed. So you intend to fast, let us say on Monday, Mondays and Tuesday, or fast 3 days a month, or you intend to do tahajjud and qiyam, and you really, you know, and you do it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you 10 times to 700 times to many, many more, depending. So let us just very, very quickly go over why the hasana can be multiplied 10 times and more. What makes a difference? The first is bihasab husn al-Islam. You may find two people. One of them, in terms of ikhlas, in terms of Islam, in terms of dedication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is far more. They breathe Islam. They go to bed with Islam, and they get up in the morning with Islam, thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thinking of Salah, thinking of Al-Akhirah, thinking of their brothers and sisters who are deprived and less fortunate than themselves, thinking of their neighbors and how they're going to bring up their children in the best possible way. It's always in their mind. These people, when they, Wallahu A'lam, of course that is the explanation of the scholars, it is ijtihad, that when they do a good deed, it is not someone that Islam maybe is second or third or fourth priority. وَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ May Allah make us putting Islam first, dear brothers and sisters. So بِحَسَبْ حُسْنِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And also, so if we can separate, is ikhlas also. Someone who pays their charity, وَهُمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ أي الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. وهم راكعون, it means literally while they are making ruku', but it means while they have khushu', they have fear in their hearts. They, والذين يؤتون ما أتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون. Some people, if they pay something, they may feel the khushu' in their hearts, and they think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Allah that made them, gave them that, and gave them the ability to give the others, and feel all the feelings of gratefulness and mercy and love to whosoever they are giving to. It's different from someone who say, oh, take, and they just don't think about it. Alhamdulillah, if the intention is good, alhamdulillah, Allah will reward both. But the one with more khushu', with more relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to what that means, Allah will reward, wallahu a'lam, many, many more multiples. Also, to do something that other people fail to do. If someone in the society, for example, is neglected by the community, walayyadu billah, no one is cares for that person or for that family or etc. But someone who is keen to make sure that that person shall have enough, and they take on that duty on behalf of the community, then Allahu A'lam, that may entail a lot more thawab. So whatever people, let us say another example is ghusl of the deceased. If people say, oh, I can't do it, I don't want to do it, and someone, he says, I don't love to do it, but I'll have to do it, I will do it, inshallah, for the sake of Allah. So he or she offer themselves to do something that others refrain from doing. Allahu A'lam, that may even apply to jobs. Like, you know, a community does need a doctor, and no one is really coming forward to to service that community. And someone, he says, oh, I'm going to teach my daughter to be a doctor. So she looks after the female. You know, I see everyone is taking their wives to asking for female doctors. And when it comes to sending them to university, they're not sending their daughters to the university to do medicine, or maybe not sending them at all to university. How do you expect to get that service while you yourself, you are not prepared to do it? Does it make sense? It doesn't. So if you take it on yourself to fill that gap, let us say, within a Muslim community, I think, Allahu A'lam, according to what I understand and what the ulama, the ijtihad of the ulama, Allah will reward you in more abundantly than if someone does it in a society where it is normal, you know, just they send their children, daughters and sons to do medicine and other things, and they say, okay, you know, he'll be good in the society, etc. It is not the same, Allahu A'lam. Last, we don't want to, we seem to have dwelled on there, is things like salah and siyam and dhikr and nafaqa in the path of Allah, to spend in the path of Allah, may entail more than others, as in some hadiths, Wallahu A'lam. So as the dhikr in a souq, there is a hadith that if you enter a souq and say, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk wa lahamd yuhyi wa yumit, wa hayyun la yamut, بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write you a million, he said, ألف حسنة, 1 million حسنة, and will take off 1 million سيئة, bad evil from you. Why? Because the market is a place where people not thinking of dhikr, they're thinking of, you know, how to make money, how to make even more money, etc. So if you make dhikr in a place where people don't really make dhikr there, you know, they compete, they are in fierce competition, then Allahu A'lam, that may mean that your good deeds are multiplied. Moving swiftly to bad deeds, and of course, if someone intends to do a good deed, but the intention, dear brothers and sisters, is not that, I like to do this, and then you move on. I'd love to memorize Quran. And no effort whatsoever. It's just a wish. Islam is not by wishes, dear brothers and sisters. And what is meant in the hadith, Al-ham, al-insan hammamun harif. Al-ham is the intention with power. You do your best to say, yes, I want. And then you start looking for the material, asking people, how can I do this good deeds? And they tell you, yeah, listen to this. This is a good material. Read this book. Go to that, mashallah, brother. His tajweed is very good. He's a hafiz. He can help you. So you do that. And then for some reason, you cannot do it. You get extremely busy. You, whatever you do, it's not going to happen. And every day you try it, and then something takes you away. Or you fell, wal-i'adhu billah, ill, in a sense that you can't do it, etc. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write a complete hasana for that brother or sister, as if they have done it. Yeah? So if we intend to do a good deed, let's say something simpler. Inshallah, tonight I'll get up and pray tahajjud for half an hour. And I go to bed early and make sure that there is an alarm clock, etc. So as I can get up on time. And then, subhanallah, I sleep. I'm so tired that the next thing I know, I'm getting up just for Fajr, so I pray Fajr. So I missed the tahajjud. Then in this case, Allah will write you one hasana, as if you did the tahajjud. If you did the tahajjud, then it's 10 to a lot more, to 700 to a lot more, depending again on the intention, the Islam, that, you know, no one is doing tahajjud. And only fewer people, maybe that entails more hasanat. It is like a commodity in the market that not many people, or a skill that not many people can do. Then it is more expensive. if you follow what I mean. The other kind is to do bad deeds, and as we read in the ayat, whoever intends to do a bad deed and does a bad deed, then it is written as one bad deed, not 10. There is also a lot of words about bad deeds in holy months like Ramadan, in the Ashhur al-Humrum, in for example Mecca or Al-Medina, inside the masjid, then the bad deed unfortunately multiplied as much as the good deeds are. And some of the Sahaba, like Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As and Ibn Abbas, and also Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, they did not want to live in Mecca. They say, oh, this place, the sayyat are multiplied as much as the hasanat. So if someone, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And of course, if someone with more knowledge, if someone etc., depending also on the person, as a scholar doing a sin, or an old man doing a sin of a young man, will entail four more bad deeds, waliyadu billah, than the young man, etc. And the dalil of that is in abundance. The last thing, there is a lot actually to be said, but nevertheless, in the fourth category is really intending to do something bad. And I, again, there is a lot of talk about that, but really the ulama says, and according to the hadith Abu Huraira, innama tarakaha min jarrai, ya'ni min ajli. That person really wanted to do that sin, intended to do it, and had the ability to do it, but then remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, astaghfirullah al-azim, I wouldn't do that, inshallah. And then they change their mind and then do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write a complete good deed to that person. But the ulama say, if they did not do it because they couldn't do it, or they saw people in that place and say, if I do it, people know me and they'll see I'm doing it. So they put the fear of people, the status of people, higher than the status of Allah. Then the ulama said, they are not really intended by that hadith. And maybe they will entail bad deeds. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. So dear brothers, to some, whoever intends to do a good deed and do it, then Allah will write it with him 10 times to 700 to many, many more. And the one who intends to do a good deed and they could not do it with all the intention and effort they make, then Allah will write it as a good deed. And the one they intend to do a bad deed and they don't do it, for the fear of Allah, Allah will give them a good deed, and if they do it, then it is one bad deed. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an says, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ غَلَبَتْ أَحَادُهُ عَشَرَاتِهِ. Wrath and punishment for whoever his units are more than his tens. So if think about it, in a normal circumstances, one bad deed is written as one, and one good deed is 10. And if someone in a situation where their units accumulate a lot more than their tens or even more, then لا يهلك على الله إلا هالك, as in the hadith, ولا يهلك على الله إلا هالك. No one, none loses with Allah or perishes but the doomed, the really bad ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, if you like, a lot of leeway from His generosity to account, to multiply the hasanat, and for the sayyi'at, the bad deeds, it just write them, sometimes forgive them, even أو محاها, as in Muslim. And yet, if someone reaches this the stage or a situation where their units, their sayyi'at is a lot more than their hasanat, then indeed, with the justice of Allah and with the mercy also of Allah, they deserve to be punished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our sayyi'at more than our hasanat. May Allah help us to intend and do the hasanat, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, inshaAllah, to refrain from as-sayyi'at, the small ones and the big ones. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برأفتك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم كثر حسناتنا وامحو عنا سيئاتنا واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وارحمنا إنك بنا راحم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.